Evan of Tarvos stood at the stern rail, his eyes fixed on the ship that had been following them for the better part of a day. The sleek three-master stayed just at the horizon, neither approaching nor losing ground. Strange. Most ships fled in a hurry when they spotted Captain Latham Strangward's Stormlord Standard. People said that all of the Strangwards were true stormcasters, weather mages, though Evan had never seen his captain conjure up so much as a shower. People said a lot of things, so maybe it was just a tale. Or maybe, as he got older, Strangward's magery was fading. Evan should have felt lucky to be crewing for a pirate whose reputation kept trouble away. But trouble looked a lot like a chance to make his name, since he'd never had one of his own. Cloud Spirit's hold was already overflowing with stolen goods, but he was still salivating for a fight. Evan had been sailing before the mast for 3 years, since he was a tenure, by his best guess. This year, for the first time, he'd been given a share of the takings. Captain Strangward had watched with a faint smile as Evan pawed through the long strands of Sand Harbor pearls and tamarack gold glitter bits, holding them up so they caught the light, sliding rings onto his narrow fingers, slipping the gold cuffs onto his wrists. Evan favored wearables and coin, portable wealth. He had no use for silver goblets or candlesticks. When he'd made his choices, he tucked them under his rough spun shirt and jammed them into his breeches pockets. He tried not to think of all the books he could buy with his portion. You can't spend it all, he thought. You've got to save enough to buy a piece of a venture, and go on from there. Ships were the key to a future in which he could buy all the books he wanted.
You might want me to hold your share for you, the captain said, frowning, as if now reluctant to let it go. There's plenty in this crew would be happy to win that lot from you at cards or nicks and bones before we get to port. Or club you over the head and take it outright.
Evan pressed one hand against his shirt, protecting his stake.
Tully says that a shiplord always wears his wealth. That way, anyone who means to take it has to fight you for it. Tully is a man who's always looking for a fight, Strangward said. A man who's looking for a fight will usually find one.
Strangward was a peace-loving sort, for a pirate.
Ev, look alive!
Startled out of his reverie, Evan turned, and Brody Baines slapped the spyglass into his hand.
Captain says to lay aloft again and have another look at the ship that's been eating our wake. They've kept their distance so far, Evan said, rolling his eyes. Besides, we're almost home.
He nodded shoreward, where the high cliffs of Tarvos smudged the horizon. Brody was 2 years older than Evan and more than a foot taller, with broad shoulders, muscled arms, and a growing collection of tattoos. Evan envied Brody's shoulders, his muscles, and his burnished skin, the color of coppers that had passed through many hands. Evan felt pale as mare's milk by comparison. Maybe it wasn't exactly envy. More and more, Brody stirred feelings in Evan that were hard to ignore on a small ship during long days at sea. Captain Strangward frowned on shipboard romances because they stirred up trouble. That was not to say that they didn't happen, but if the captain got wise to it, the least valuable party would be put ashore. No doubt that would be Evan, the skinny, shanked harborfront foundling.